I got involved with Iditarod, I guess, unknowingly in my childhood. I grew up in Wisconsin, and my parents were mushers. My dad's dream was actually to run the Iditarod. He didn't make it. Sort of moved on to other things when I was about 12, and then unfortunately he died in a crash when I was 15, and never did I think about mushing for the next 12 years. All of a sudden, I was in Oklahoma, and I just realized I missed dogs in my life, and I, long story short, ran away to Alaska. I was planning to be a handler for 1 year, met my partner Tim Osmar, and that was in 2010, and I decided I wanted to run Iditarod in 2012 when I watched my first race, and then decided, well, I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I wanted to, and just the stars aligned. I did my qualifiers in 13 and was a rookie in 14. I'm here today involved with Iditarod because of the dog team that I had, that I have today. I was on the fence about running this year up until we started fall training, and I realized that some of my puppies are 2.5-year-olds. Are rock stars, and I really wanted to give them the chance to prove themselves on the trail, and it will be their grandpa, Blue Steel. He's my main leader. It'll be his last Iditarod. He's 8.5, and he's doing great, but I can just tell that it'll be his last 1,000-mile race, so that's the main reason. I wanted him to be able to show his grandbabies the way. Yeah, I'll never forget my rookie. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was my rookie year. It was 2014, and it was the year of no. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was 2014 was my rookie year, and there was no snow on the trail, like all pretty much the whole entire way to Nome, especially through the gorge and the burn was horrific. And I had never seen the trail before, so I didn't know what to expect, and I didn't know the difference of anything. And I was like, oh, I'm doing pretty good, feeling good about it. And there's kind of a famous corner where you go around this corner, and there's a sign there that says, watch your ass. You might have heard about this. Went around this corner, and it's a straight drop down through the gorge. There was a snow machine tipped over upside down in the trail, and it was, like I said, my first experience, and I had to somehow stop the team, and there were angels watching over us for sure, and figure out how to get around this. I think it was media or something, and it was, equally as hard trail for them as it was for us, but I'll never forget just that whole trip through, and then the burn, and praying a lot, literally thinking I could die at any moment, and holding on for dear life. What I know for sure in life is kind of become my motto. What I know for sure in life is kind of become my motto this year and helped me through a lot of things, and it is stay positive and make a plan.